delete, I think implementing the delete is also fairly straightforward because of the way the metadata is organized. So I might just finish it because it's not that complicated.
Okay.
So we will have the delete, and with that, in principle, we have everything that we need. We just have to start testing it with more complicated software code base to see if a new bug would jump up.
So if we do have an SQLite implementation, what would be the baseline? It would be SQLite directly on PMFS.
Yes. That's
without any of the discovery and any of the other additional stuff. So any overhead that SoftVM introduces has to be as little as possible for us to sell this stuff, right? And it is not clear if we can actually improve upon the native SQLite file-based implementation. Because the file-based implementation does its own buffering and copying, so it may end up doing more than what SoftVM does or not. We don't know, right? That's the part we need to figure out.
With the old SoftVM, do we get better numbers or not?
Yeah, we did.
This was for on a regular file system, right?
Yeah. And the another baseline would be the in-memory version of SQLite, which has no persistence.
Yeah.
That would be the absolute bare, you know, the best case performance that you can get without modifying SQLite significantly, right? That's my understanding.
It doesn't get faster than that.
Okay. Okay, so we have at least three sets of solutions to compare against each other.
Right.
Correct?
Yes. Perhaps I was thinking that maybe even before we start doing that, do you think, I think it's better to do the performance analysis with the data structure because that's easy to handle. Just to see where the overhead is. Because if we do that analysis as you like, then...
Well, I was thinking that you could do both in parallel. I mean, the analysis that you do with the data structures can potentially help you why we are seeing certain kind of performance with SQLite.
Yeah, and that shouldn't take too long.
And the other thing is that I haven't yet heard from the Intel guys. They were saying they were going to add additional support for some additional stuff on their machine.
The new instruction, right?
We haven't heard anything about that yet, right?
No.
It would be good to also think about, you know, what that means for our implementation of SoftVM.
Well, how do we get to use a new instruction? We have to have an updated compiler there, right?
Or you can directly introduce like a pcommit, just like you introduce ELFlush.
No, but that is a CPU instruction, right?
Yeah.
So how do I get to use it? Are you using it just issuing the assembly, using the inline assembly?
Yeah.
Oh, so, I see. But I think, well, I don't know. Doesn't the compiler actually do some parsing of that and verify for
the inline assembly? I don't know enough. But in principle, you should be able to include those instructions because they will get emulated in some way by the platform. In hardware, I'm guessing.
That whole platform is such a black box to me. I don't know what's going on.
It would be good to know more, I think. I think it's for our work, especially with more persistent memory contributions, I think it's important to know these things a little deeper.
Okay.
So Atha, what's going on with you?
Okay, I've been running the test on the server, but the numbers are very bad.
Which server are you running it on?
Mediterranean. So I've been compiling the region system kernel there.
Okay.
Running some tests and then switching back to PMFS kernel. So there's Actually, it did two kind of tests. One is it opens the regions, it creates a region, opens it, closes it, and deletes it.
Okay.
So I did it for multiples of 32.
That's one test.
One test.
Hmm.
And for PMFS, what I did, I created a file, opened it, closed it, and deleted it.
Nothing written into it.
Actually, I written a word or something. Because I was suspicious that PMFS is not creating any metadata for that. So I just wrote one line. And the results are actually, PMFS has faster, PMFS is faster. So I sent to you that.
Just now?
Just before coming here.
Okay.
But for region system, the numbers are not that good.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. What is this ODS thing that you're sending me?
It's oh, that's open. In the spreadsheet, the open format, the open office thing.
I don't know if I can open it. I don't think I can open it.
Can Excel open
it? Probably not. You need to use the other one. You need to
save
it as Excel.
Okay. Okay, so I
okay, the numbers are like for 32, for opening 32 regions or for any number of regions, the numbers are half, the latency for PMFS is half of region system. And for a very big number like 2048 regions, it's like 4 to 5 times because we are allocating a lot of metadata. And the PMFS performs better, like 4 or 5 times better. And the second, what I did is allocate pages to a region. And it is very bad. So the comparison I did is with ftruncate and extend the file size for PMFS. So for any number of pages or any size, the number is constant per PMFS.
Because they're not allocating any memory.
No, so they're just doing 100 microseconds maybe.
Yeah, but and, I think when you're doing FLK, all you do is...
It's ftruncate.
Ftruncate,
yeah.
To reduce the size of the file?
It's actually increase the size also. So if you have, if you give a...
But ftruncate makes the size of the file zero.
Actually, it goes both ways. You can put the size and it decrease or increase with the size.
What I wanted to say is that that might not be allocating any pages.
Yeah,
just,
yeah, that's the
just modifying the I know.
Yes, because there is no way to force him. If I don't write, then if I write something, then the cost of write also gets there. And if truncate is actually showing the size is file size is increasing, ejected. So.
Right, pages.
So that is a lot of difference. Like the PMFS one is 100 microseconds for 32 pages or 64 pages. All are constant. For region system, it's way, way high.
Like, what is the...
Like, for 32 pages, is okay. So 32 pages is like 559 microseconds. For 64 pages, is almost 1,000 microseconds. And for 120 pages is 2,000 microseconds. For 2048 pages is almost 6,500 microseconds. And with respect to PMFS, for PMFS it's 83, 74, 80, 88. Yes.
Because there's not much going on there.
Yeah, so there's not a comparison we can show.
That's not a reasonable comparison that you should be depressed about.
That's actually a lot.
Huh?
So I'm actually trying to see how can I force PMFS to allocate pages.
By writing?
But that also includes the...
No, you can extend the size of the file and then memory map the file.
I'm extending the size by like doing ftruncate.
Right, but But what I think is happening is it just made the data about the file is being modified, not the actual file.
Yeah.
But if you say, I want you to extend the size of the file, I want you to memory map that new page that I just allocated.
Actually, I'm not sure that that would allocate the page. Because it might be allocating the page on a fault.
On a fault. Okay, well, in that case, you can read the page one byte from the page. That would trigger the allocation.
So that would include the reading cost.
But that's also a different comparison because we have the PM map that should compare with the normal mapping. And I have another problem with that one because PM map only does page by page mapping. And PMFS does up to 1 GB, I think, big page mapping.
Yeah.
So that will be a horse if you compare that.
No, you won't compare that that way, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you compare page by page mapping in PMFS.
So I need to. What I'm thinking.
Look at the
is,
positives. Is there any positive thing that you found in all your English?
Okay, one this positive is that.
Okay, good.
The thing we talked about is the sparse files. So we are actually creating, we can delete from middle of the files and PMFS doesn't support this deleting from middle, that's one.
But punching a hole.
Punching a hole. And another good point is I found a bug that's in my code, so that's good for me.
All those are positive things.
But other than that, the numbers are actually pretty bad comparing to PMFS.
Let's plot it anyway, because our goal then would be to understand what these numbers are telling us about our own system and if we can potentially improve them. And also whether the comparisons that we are making are reasonable functionality comparisons as opposed to, you know, comparing a real work with something that is only part of it, right? So I think it's important for you to first define your micro benchmarks. And think about what is the purpose of each micro benchmark. Because it seems like you created some ad hoc micro benchmarks, where you said,
similarity to the.
Yeah, but there has to be a good motivation for why you've set it up that way. Right? It could be as simple as we want to create a micro benchmark that that exercises a certain subset of functionality which serve a certain purpose, right? So this has to be some method to the. To how you create those micro benchmarks. Similar to, you know, you don't do apples to apples comparisons. When you do experiments, you compare similar configurations. So you whatever micro benchmark you create needs to have a similar impact on the behavior of two different systems. If one system just converts a given operation into a no-op, virtually no-op, then it's not a good comparison. Right?
Yeah.
So it seems like I'm not going to get anything for the talk tomorrow.
I can use these two, but they're pretty.
Oh, I don't. Okay, so those are charts?
Yeah, I can send you the
PowerPoint.
PowerPoint. Yeah.
Okay.
But they're actually not in our favor.
It's fine. As long as we can explain what's going on, I think that would be the key. I mean, research is not a race which we need to win. Immediately, it's like, okay, we have to justify what we are doing. And
now the thing is, we are not doing any lazy allocation.
Right. So you're trying to explain now what the numbers and part of the design and whether it motivates some changes to our design or it's also a potential future for what these experiments are telling us. It's very hard to do research if you do not have a positive outlook. I think it's very difficult to keep going. When you walked in, I know from your face that, you know, it's a very hard life for you.
It
shouldn't be like that.
I've been getting these numbers like for 2 days, but I'm trying to see why this is bad. Sorry.
Yeah.
But I can explain why the numbers are bad, but that doesn't say that our system is...
if you find something wrong with your system, you should be happy as opposed to
sad. Actually,
because,
I found a bug.
You know, well, not just a bug, but if you see that, okay, there is some room for improvement, and if you, you know, the goal, one of the goals of this PMFS comparison, besides saying, okay, our system is better, is what can we learn from the PMFS design that we can borrow in our system? And that's prior art, and there's nothing wrong with using the principles of prior art. That's the way research should work, that you need to learn from whatever has already been done and take it further.
Actually, I need to look at PMFS if they actually implement F truncate or
Like,
because I'm not sure if they're implementing
if they are or it's a no. So
I guess
truncate, oh, we don't do anything.
Yeah, because they're,
but we don't fail either.
Yeah, it's,
so it could be that. I mean, it's the PMFS, although it's, I don't know if it's anyone that's using it in production. I don't think so. It's still a research prototype. And it's out there in the public, and it doesn't mean that all functionality is implemented the way you expect it. Did Cheng get in touch with you about the intention?
I haven't heard anything else from him since I say that I'm interested.
Okay, so it's similar to last year. I know last year was like a big question mark, right, for a while. You have no idea what's going on at their end.
What's funny is that when they need my information from me, they're very pushy. When I want something from them, like, these things are take time. It's complicated.
They sometimes have good reasons for why things can take a long time. It's a big organization. Lots of people have to do their thing.
See,
whereas at your end,
this is the main skill that I hope to learn from you. This
what?
Positive attitude all the time.
So you're almost positive.
No. It's
like,
anyway.
Well, I think it's beyond a certain point, you cannot really survive unless you force yourself to be positive. Because, I mean, if to be practical, and when you're doing things that no one has ever done, you're bound to fail. At least the first time, maybe 5-6 times before you can succeed, because no one knows what the right thing to do is in that kind of a situation. And the only way you can make it to the 7th attempt is if you have positive attitude, right? It's if you have to survive in research, it'll force you to become positive. Otherwise, you'll just give up and do other things. And then, I mean, the other things are better because they're more in control, and you know what? It's just time investment, and you get frustrated, but it's not a significant frustration. But then eventually you know that you're going to get there. It's just a matter of time. With research, it's not like that. You don't know what's coming. So it's important to have that positive attitude. I learned that from my advisor, I think. I think he always used to have like a very positive attitude. No matter how I would, just like I'm putting myself in your shoes, actually. And I would go into my advisor's office like completely depressed and tell him what's going on, and then he would turn it around and tell me what are the good things that are going on. And that would be enough to keep me going for the next some time.
Here's some fuel. Keep going.
I think that's in the end it's about your outlook towards what's going on with your research. How you view it. Can you be sufficiently passionate when necessary and sufficiently detached when necessary? Right? So you have to be in both modes. You have to be passionate about, you know, in certain times, and you have to push yourself, and then at the same time objective in other instances when you think you see that things are not going your way. And then recover from it and keep going. It's a skill that you will all develop, I'm sure. As you do more and more, you will see that you yourself will change in how you evaluate your own work. And it's, right now it's just working with machines. Eventually you'll start working with people as well. You'll start hearing back from program committees who are real people, and they'll have all kinds of feedback, and some of which will really upset you. And that sort of stuff. But over time you'll also learn to deal with that. Yeah. So I've gone through all that, so I know. That's what's coming. The good thing is that you'll become, I think, more positive if you're gonna be around. Right? You can also pack your bags and leave, which is a perfect possibility, right? It's perfectly possible that you go that route. And that's nothing wrong with that. But if you're gonna be here, you'll have to change a little bit. For your own sake. So, if you want to send me what you have in a format that I can actually view, that would be good.
Send it on the PDF.
Yeah, I need to look at it carefully and evaluate how to present it.
Yeah, I'll
send. I may or may not present it tomorrow, depending on what I see.
I'll send two slides and one slide with the explanation. Two graphs and one slide with the explanation.
Okay. Yeah, if you can send it to me by, you know, afternoon, sometime late afternoon is fine. That would be helpful. Okay, so, all right. We meet on Friday then. Friday is 11 a.m. 11 a.m. on Friday, right?
Yes.
This is a question about the interns. I didn't get any callback
from Meta.
Or any place,
yeah.
From MSR, Anirudh sent a mail, but he said that they're considering other people first, so if they don't take from them, then he'll contact me again.
Mm-hmm.
And I've sent it to Luis, Ricardo, and Jorge. So Luis, not Jorge. Ricardo Kohler. Mm-hmm. Kohler actually gave me a link to apply, and I think there's no place in Jorge's team. And I applied to online on Intel's storage system, advanced storage, and HP's advanced storage. But until now, I didn't get any calls.
Did you write to Swami?
No, not yet. I just wanted to ask you about that.
Okay. You want me to write to him then?
No, I haven't written him, but should I write him? Because last time they were pretty. They actually wanted me to stay for one more.
Is he already doing some work for them? Whom did you work with in the end?
Actually, Ned and Jingpei.
Mm-hmm.
Ned, Jingpei, Mon. Yeah. Not directly with Swami or.
Okay.
But I don't know if they're interested this time.
Yeah, I think it would be important to for I've been really busy the last couple of weeks, but I'll connect you with some people. Do I have your CV?
Yeah, I'll send you last time to send to
Nadek. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right, so, okay. I'm trying to think, what are the other possibilities? Did I send you your CV to Data? Yeah, I did, right?
I sent you the CV.
Right. And, right. Okay, I need to think more about how to connect you to home. You're doing some very specific kind of work. I thought the Anirudh connection would have actually been a good connection.
I think they have other.
They're evaluating other people. I know that they spoke to both Leonardo and Daniel.
Maybe they're looking for someone.
someone specific. It's also good. Yeah. Also good that they're looking for someone specific. They're also looking for someone potentially who has research experience on paper, which means that you've published something. Which is, I think that's one of the reasons why it's important to get your stuff out. So that you can have a better CV.
Yes. I've seen
these internships.
There's two in March in the C store, and beginning of March and SOSP on end of March.
Yeah.
So that's the closest we can try.
Yeah. So you're working on the paper draft as well, right?
Yeah, I've been slow on that for the last few days.
Mm-hmm.
I've been trying to.
Don't make it perfect.
No, I'm just trying to write.
Because it'll never be perfect. Until even after we submit and publish it, it's still going to be perfection to be made. And it's a process. Just get the first draft is always the most difficult to create. And once you're done, then it'll move faster. Get it out quick.
Okay.
Everything else okay?
Yeah, thank you, sir.